97.7 The Rocket. Good afternoon. This is Ripley. Got a special guest joining us on the phone. Very busy man. Brett Michaels. You know him, former lead singer of Poison, from Celebrity Apprentice, Rock of Love. And this dude is busy, 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 and he's going to be in concert here Sunday, May 27th, the Cavalry Museum. Brett, thanks for joining us. And man, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
To be honest, Brett, doing great. Playing great classic rock on the radio and talking to you on the phone. Man, it doesn't get much better than that. Brett, you got to be one of the busiest guys in show business and the music industry. Where are you right now?
I'm on the tour bus moving, heading down towards Lake Charles at the moment.
Oh, really?
If we lose you for any reason, we're on our whole swing coming up to see you on the 27th.
Awesome, man. Is this your first trip to Southern Maryland?
We have been through Southern Maryland a time or two before, but it's my first trip to the island, and all of the guys in my solo band, the great thing, they're all from Manassas, Virginia. We are pumped up about the show, so it's going to be great.
Oh, man, the show is going to be fantastic, and you got to take a moment and hit some of those restaurants at Solomon's Island. Enjoy the great seafood.
We've already got it figured out. We got it all routed to get there early. We're making an event out of this. Like, it's a combination, I always tell people, with myself, it's a combination of playing, of course, all the Poison hits with the new solo stuff, the stuff from Rock of Love and Celebrity Apprentice, and then mixing that with some great cover stuff. And then with the new album, it's a collaboration of everyone from Aerosmith and Leonard Skinner to Def Leppard to Loretta Lynn and Jimmy Buffett on my new record.
And that comes out this summer, right?
Yep, that comes out in July. And we're really, like I said, we're making this Sunday. It's just going to be a party.
Man, you are so busy. I was just on your website, brettmichaels.com, and I see that you have a new line of pet clothing coming out.
Yep, it's really just all accessories. Since I've been a kid, as far back as I can remember, I've owned dogs, cats, horses, you name it. And all my career, even back when we first started and I could finally, buy my own place, I bought a ranch, and it's just where I live now. I've got pets and a motocross track and daughters.
Man, what a combination.
Be young. I know.
Don't tell my wife because we'd be there. We have 3 Rottweilers and 2 cats, and she wants horses and everything else too.
I won't mention it. I'm not going to say another word, but I happen to know a guy who's got a great pets collection of clothes for you.
Well, we'll check that out. That's Brett Michaels' Pets Rocks collection at PetSmart, right?
Yep. It's unbelievable because all the people there, they're friends of mine, but when we started this, they tested some of the stuff that they just took from my merchandise and they tested it in the stores. And it sold out really quickly, so now I'm built out, and it's the next 5 years we shot their national TV campaign, and for the next 5 years it's just some really high-quality, really good stuff for dogs, and it's fun, you know what I mean? But it's made for everything. We started with dogs and cats, and we just kind of go from there.
Brett, I can't wait to check it out. I'm sure that some of your Brett Michaels Pet Rocks pet collection will wind up at our house with the Rotties and the cats. You're busy, man. You're making music, you're on television, and you got your work with Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, too. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, and you know what? I've been a type 1 diabetic since I've been 6, and I've the amount of effort, and I say starting way before Celebrity Apprentice, but the amount of effort we put in to helping kids deal with having diabetes, being diabetic my whole life, and you know, I'm still doing the 4 shot. I do the 4 injections a day since I've been 6 years old and the numerous amount of blood tests. But I show people you can go out there and live a really great life. You can do what you want to do. You just have to take control of it.
You're on the road and you are so busy, and yet you keep in really good shape. You must really work hard at it.
Thank you for saying I'm trying my best. And I'll tell you what, it's a couple of things on a very personal level. It motivates you because I love my passion is playing music, coming to see you guys, getting on that stage in my professional life, but in my personal life, having 2 beautiful daughters, Rain and Georgia. And I just want to be around to see them get married and have kids and go on with their life. And I know I've lost a couple of my good friends from this disease, and so it motivates me to just try to stay on top of the game.
Well, Brett, I saw one of your daughters, Rain, to celebrate a birthday. Just be careful, man. My daughters went from 8 years old to 23 in a flash, man. It happens way too fast.
way, let me just assure you, I'm right there with you, and I may be calling you for advice, if you know what I'm saying.
Nope, because I dress mine like Amish girls, man. I'm horrible. Now, I'm really excited about your new album. It's Get Your Rock On, and you got a lot of, I don't want to say duets. The better term is probably collaboration, where you're performing with other prominent acts.
Yeah, it's great. The new record's simply called Get Your Rock On. It comes out in July, and it got everybody from, you know, it started out with Phil Collins from Def Leppard. Then all of a sudden, Lynyrd Skynyrd, I remade a really unique version, you know, of Sweet Home Alabama. And this guy's from Lynyrd Skynyrd and Blackfoot and 38 Special played on it with me. And then we ended up doing the Rock of Love theme with Zach Wilde. And then on Nothing But a Good Time, and you have to play this, we've got Ace Frehley from Kiss, Michael Anthony from Van Halen, and Lil Jon.
Wow.
And I mean, it's great. I mean, it just, and then Loretta Lynn singing Every Rose, and Joe Perry's playing guitar from Aerosmith on it. And I've just been fortunate that throughout my career, I've just been able to meet a lot of people that I admire and end up being friends with them. And everyone was really cool. I said, do you want to play some guitar or sing a little bit? And, you know, and here, you know, Jimmy Buffett and me did Margaritaville together. It was just, it was a lot of fun.
I cannot wait to hear your album. And I know this show on Sunday, May 27th, Calvert Marine Museum is going to be an absolute blast. You got any surprises for the folks?
Yeah, I'm throwing it out here. I'm just saying, this is what I said. It's the concert. When you see a Bret Michaels show, it's as much a concert as it is a party. It's like a celebration, and people come out. The energy level's high. Everyone's having a great time. And we play everything, like I said, from the Poison greatest hits to the new stuff from the, again, from Rock of Love and Celebrity Apprentice, new solo stuff. And then we turn it in and turn around and do some cover stuff in there. But when that set's done, people feel like they got rocked and they had a great time.
Well, Brett, thank you very much. I know everyone's having a really good time. Enjoy yourself in Louisiana. We'll see you here in Southern Maryland on Sunday.
I can't wait. Thanks for having me on.
Folks, it's going to be a great show. Bret Michaels in concert Sunday, May 27th at Calvert Marine Museum. Opening bands will be One Louder and Driven Livid. And, of course, Bret Michaels takes the stage. It's going to be an awesome show. Tickets available. Get more information online, calvertmarinemuseum.com. That's calvertmarinemuseum.com.